what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
If you want the benefits of CBD oil from a trusted, reliable, and reputable source, try Adco CBD. Brought to you by Adcock Ingram, a leading pharmaceutical company. Adco CBD products are laboratory-tested, quality controlled as well, so you can be assured of a reliable and consistent measured dosage every time. This is not stuff you want to buy on the side of the street, seriously. Mm-hmm. Adco CBD pain is available in drops, capsules, and a gel. Adco CBD Stress and Adco CBD Daily are available in drops and capsules too. So, from a reliable, premium quality CBD oil, you want that? Try Adco CBD, available at pharmacies everywhere. Okay. Prank now. Shame this poor guy. Now, let's just go take a step back here. So, there's this thing called e-tolls that happens in Joburg. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard about it. Put up these gantries on all the freeways. Now, what was once free to drive on the freeway, now you pay. Mm-hmm. Been the biggest thing since 2010, the World Cup. And nobody's paying. Some people are paying. And the people that are paying, the non-payers are hating them for not sticking together to break the system.
I thought we were on the same page.
Yes, to break the system. Mm. Now, this was something that was tabled in Cape Town as well. And you guys said, no, we will not have e-tolls here. And just as well you guys said that, because you dodged a major bullet. This thing has been an absolute mess. There's incorrect billing. They send bills of 5 million rand. The whole system is just broken, okay? Now, look, there are people that are employed at e-tolls that, you know, they just want a job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I need a job, and I'm going to now be phoning you to say pay your bills, because you get your bill, you don't pay. Normal debt collecting rules apply. Mm-hmm. You phone, when you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm. Not a fun job, but someone needs to do it.
Terrible job. Mm-hmm. Terrible job. But as you say, somebody has to do it. Now, this is the story with this guy. So he lives in Cape Town and never been to Joburg, but now I've sent him a bill.
Poor guy.
Hey, you know, because you can get one. If you drive your car up there one day, you hit one beep, mm-hmm, with, they got your, you don't need a e-tag, they got your registration, and they'll send you the bill.
They'll come for you.
Yeah. Now, look, I could be a hostage negotiator in a different life, because I've acquired a particular set of skills over the telephone.
Ooh.
And I try and talk this man off a ledge. I have a very specific way of dealing with people that owe other people money.
What do you do?
You want to find out?
Yes.
Here it is.
Hello,
is that Mr. Miller?
Yes, speaking.
It's Gerald here. I'm calling you from SANRAL. I'm here to solve your problem.
Yeah, I hope you can solve my problem.
Okay, what is your problem?
I got a fine or an e-toll account stating I've been in Johannesburg on e-tolls for 475 rand.
Yes, okay. So what is your problem?
I live in Cape Town. I've never been to Johannesburg in my life, Gerald. So how the... I have an e-toll account.
My colleague that you spoke to earlier, was he of any help to you?
No, he was not. He's a dip.
I will resolve your problem for you, Mr. Miller.
Okay, well, hurry up.
Can I just put you on hold quickly?
Yes.
Is that the
Please
end?
Please hold. We are experiencing a higher than normal call volume at the moment. Which is what we always experience. So how can it actually be considered higher than normal? That is a damn good question. Please hold.
Seriously, what the f***?
Hello, sir, were you asking a question?
I was asking, why am I waiting so long? These messages that you play back to me saying, I call volumes. Everything is I call volumes. Everybody hates you.
Okay, I just need to put you on hold again.
Why do you want me to put me on hold again?
Look, we're not the first company in the world to put somebody on hold, and this is not the first or the last time that you're going to be put on hold, sir. This is the part of the conversation where you need to listen to a little bit of crappy music.
Hi, you are being put through to the department that will not be able to help you.
What? I never make things like that. But the department that cannot help me. What the f***? You just said you could help me. And now you're pretty...
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, solve my problem. The Gerald, whatever that old name was.
I can't help your problem because this is the department that can't help your problem. I seem to put you back on hold.
A department that says you can't help me. Why do you work there then? What did you do?
I'm just going to put you on hold.
Oh, no. Who are you?
This is the part where we hope you put the phone down because we won't be able to solve your crappy problem.
What is this? How do you tell me you hope I put the phone down? Come on.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm you.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Solve my problem!
This is the part where we hope you put the phone down.
You shut it off. You don't see me. What the hell?
Hello?
Yes, hello, who are you?
Oh, he hasn't put down yet.
I'm still on the line, you little who are you? Solve my problem!
No, I haven't. I think you're getting too worked up, to be honest.
If you tell me that I'm getting too worked up, where's your office? I'll find you, Brandon, and I'll come and show you worked up.
Look, I'm a trained...
You are a trained...
No.
No, don't know me. I'll knock you the out, son.
No. No, look, I'm trained to deal with angry people, okay?
No, you are not.
I'm trained, and I think I need to heal you quickly. I need to...
To heal me?
I need to...
What are you? Are you a televangelist, suddenly?
I'll play you some calming music, and I think we'll be able to have a proper...
Solve my problem. I don't want calming music.
Relax and enjoy the calming music.
Solve my problem.
I think you need some dolphins... and the ocean to create a positive aura around your person, Mr. Miller.
I do not need any dolphin. No, stop my problem.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
You still worked up. I'm going to put you back on the dolphins.
No.
Can you just take a deep breath?
No.
Just please, just one deep breath.
Shut up. Shut the f*** up.
Can you just calm down and just take one deep breath for me?
No!
Mr. Muller?
Yes?
You've calmed down. That's great. Now I can solve your problem for you.
Has it been solved? Yes or no?
Just hold on one sec for me, please.
Why am I holding?
Hi, I am surprised you have made it this far. Please repeat all of your information because the previous department did not record any of the information you gave them previously.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jason.
Jason?
Yes, I just need to find out what is the problem, sir. I'm taking the call.
You sent me an e-toll bill of 400 and who cares, and I don't even live in Johannesburg.
Okay. Can you just hold on one second for me?
No! Jason!
Hi, we are the department that can actually help you. We are currently closed. Our office hours are from 8 p.m. to 5 p.m. But someone only really answers the phone between 1:35 p.m. and 1:37 p.m. So please take your problem and shove it up your butthole.
Just take your problem and shove it up your butthole. This must be some sort of joke or a prank or... This must be a joke.
Hello, Mr. Miller?
Yes?
Hi, it's currently 3:26. Could you call back tomorrow at 1:35, please?
Where am I speaking to now?
It might just be Wackhead Simpson 2.
No. Well, can I tell you something quickly?
Yes. Does that put me on hold? Tell me if the
wow.
If the hold services were that honest, wouldn't you deal with them better?
100%. How refreshing was that honesty? We actually want you to hang up because we don't actually want to help you.
Exactly.
Lay it all on the table. Be transparent.
Mm.
100%.
People respond well to honesty and clear communication.
Authenticity. I mean, every time you phone, it's we are currently experiencing high volumes. Since when? You make carpets. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How can a million people be phoning you right now? Hey?